Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Well Resource Center, Jason Henry, joins us on today's program to talk about how they're offering help to those impacted by last week's tornadoes.
Well, Jason, the community is still really feeling the impacts of a tornado that hit just over a week ago now at Vermeer Corporation. And the Well Resource Center has become kind of a hub for people that really need assistance following the storm, those that maybe lost a car, maybe have temporarily lost their job and other things as a part of the storm. First of all, let our listeners know how the Well became this center for the resources and what really is available right now as people start to gather their thoughts and their things.
Yeah, you know, being on the same side of town as Vermeer, as we watched that day as the storm was rolling in, and you could tell something pretty serious was going on. While we were in tornado shelters, we were listening to news coming from Vermeer, and you know, as a ministry, we just prayed. We prayed that things were going to be okay. And really, once the dust settled, we started getting phone calls from employees that were affected. One of the first things we did was worked with Iowa Workforce Development. They housed some people here to deal with employees that had been displaced. And really throughout the last week, really since the tornado, we have been getting multiple requests. And when you look at us as an organization in town, we are really a community-based organization. We want to support our community, whether it be a church or a business or an individual citizen in the community. We just want to provide support when that happens. So it feels like a logical match. You look at the resources that are housed here at the Well, partner organizations like the Food Shelf and Sprigs and Sprouts that can both jump in as well and help serve in this difficult time for those employees in Vermeer and others that have been affected by the tornado that hit Pella.
Well, and the big news this week coming out is that there has been a tornado relief fund that has been established here at the Well through the employers, through local organizations and groups that can support these people. So we'll start with that. How did the fund become to be and how can people be helped by it?
We've had a number of people contact us about how can we help, how can we contribute, how can we support. Over the last handful of days, our team has been working hard to figure out what that looks like. We've got all of that structure put in place. If you go out to our website, thewelliowa.org, up across the top, there is a banner that says help support tornado relief. If you click on that banner, it will go to a page that talks about donations. There's really three main things that we're looking for at this point in time. Certainly cash donations. There are a number of folks that have been affected. You know, they've lost some income because they can't go to work right now. So anything we can help there with just the different resources we help with out of our resource here normally, we can do that same thing moving forward with employees of Vermeer. One of the other things we're asking for is gift cards. So think Hy-Vee, Fairway, Walmart, Casey's. There's folks looking for just daily living expenses. How do I deal with that? So we're looking for gift cards we can give out. And the third thing is, as you saw the pictures of Vermeer, numerous cars were lost. And we've had requests for, is there anything I can do to get in a vehicle? I don't know how many people realize this, but the Well, we accept donations of vehicles. So we've got a couple vehicles here now that we could transition to somebody. We're asking for more. So if somebody has a vehicle sitting in their driveway that was my kid's high school car or something like that that you're just not using, you know, that's another way to donate it and have a tax-deductible donation. So we have set everything up to try to make things as seamless as possible to donate. And really our goal then as the Well is to kind of get that as fast as we can out to the folks that have been impacted.
And then on the other side of it, if there's someone listening who needs help, they may be driving and commuting to work when they hear this, and they work at Vermeer Corporation, or they may be at home right now because of that, how can they get that help, and who is this, again, really all available for?
Yeah, so we're targeting folks that have been impacted by the tornado. Obviously, we know Vermeer has been largely impacted by it, employees there, but there's others in the community that have been impacted by it. We encourage them to come to the Well starting Friday morning. We will be open at 10 o'clock. We'll be taking walk-ins, and we'll start that dialogue with them on what is their needs, and we'll help try to find ways to fill those resource needs that they have. One thing that we are going to do is we're going to extend our hours from what they traditionally are. So next week, we will be open 10 to 5, Monday through Friday. Again, walk-ins can come in. We will engage with them and try to figure out ways to do some things. The other thing I'll throw into it is there are tons of folks that are contacting us about help. Some of the other businesses in town are. I encourage that to continue to come. There's different programs that businesses are doing, trying to make it a little bit easier for those affected. So we want to share as much of that information with people when they come in as we possibly can. When they come to the well, we're located at 419 East Oskaloosa over by Tyson's. The front of our building is actually a thrift store. You want to come into the east side of the building. There is a door numbered 2. If they come into that door, we'll be there to meet them there and can guide them from that point.
Once again, that was Executive Director of the Well, Jason Henry, discussing how they're helping those impacted by last week's tornadoes. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.